Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on one of the few pleasing verdicts and sentences one hears in the United Kingdom these days. And this is in relation to five scumbags from Just Stop Oil. There's this wonderful organization fighting back against them entitled Just Stop Oil. So that is Just Stop Oil. I'm not sure if they live it themselves. Do they like never use any electricity? Because some of that in the United Kingdom is generated by oil. I mean, not much of it, but to be sure that you never ever use oil, never do that. Never purchase anything that's made out of plastic. Never purchase anything that would be transported by ship or truck or plane or even train, because some of the electric trains are powered by oil or diesel or whatever. So they ought to really practice what they preach and go back to the Stone Age. I do realize that global warming is real, is at least partly anthropogenic. It is harmful to us and all the rest of it. And there are all sorts of things you can do in terms of permissible, lawful political activism, set up a political party, vote this way, that, publish an article, make a YouTube channel. And I've done some of this sort of stuff. I've been in an Extinction Rebellion demonstration, writing to people, demonstration, fine. If you stand by the road with your sign, chant your slogan, make some noise, fine. If they didn't convince people for 1 minute, it'd be different, but it wasn't. It was for hours. So they got what they deserved. So it's November 2022, and then it obliged the police to stop the traffic. They caused gridlock on some roads in southern England. So Judge Christopher Hare, and judging by the surname, must be at least partly Irish, right? Erin Go Brough, hurrah! Another victory for Hibernia. So Roger Hallam, Daniel Shaw, Cressida Gethin, Lucia Whittaker de Abreu, and Louise Lancaster. These people range in the age from 58 down to 22. They committed this crime. And so the ringleader, Hallam, he has been awarded 5 years incarceration. I'm delighted he got that sentence. I would have made it longer, actually. The others 4 years. Now, remembering in the United Kingdom, people are usually set at liberty after serving half their sentences. These days is going to be down to 40% because they hugely inconvenience millions of people. So you're trying to get to work. It might be a crucial meeting and you can't get there and it's embarrassing and people don't believe you and they think it's your fault. You got a job interview. You're late for that interview. You do not get that job. It's something crucial. Parents are trying to bring their children to school. They're trying to pick up their kids from school. The children are stuck there for hours, distressed, worried. You've got a hospital appointment to get to. You can't get there. You've paid a lot of money for a flight and then you can't, and you miss the holiday and that's it. Or a concert you really want to go to. You paid a lot of money. You're really looking forward to that. Or all sorts of things. Or just going about your lawful business. No, you do not have the right to take away the rights of others. That is something you'll find at the European Convention of Human Rights and indeed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And that's what they were doing, attacking freedom, oppressing us, imposing their views on us. Okay, they obviously don't stop using oil themselves. There are all sorts of ways they could draw their attention to our cause without taking away people's right to go about the lawful business, to do what they want, to drive. So they were in effect falsely imprisoning people stuck on the road for hours. It's infuriating. You know, people might have beaten them up if the police hadn't been there. And then there's 4 days in a row. It caused over 51,000 hours of driver delays. So it was absolutely horrific. It's on the M25, which was the main ring road around London. And people missed their vital exams. It set them back a year in some cases. Two lorries collided. A police motorcyclist, he fell off his motorbike. It's a minor miracle that nobody was killed. Okay, this cost the economy over £765,000. And the police themselves had to spend £1.1 million policing this. And often they blocked trains and stuff like that. Trains are part of the solution, not the problem. We need people to use more public transport, not less. Okay. And so obviously you're against private cars, but what about coaches? There were coaches and buses that they were stopped too. People using public transport, you wouldn't allow them to get through. So it was enraging people. So these absolute scumbags, they thoroughly deserve the sentences and they're actually manifestly inadequate given the scale of the crime. So I'm glad these felons are going to serve some hard time. So they did this with malice aforethought. It wasn't a spur of the moment. They knew they're causing massive problems. Anyway, Mr. Shaw was behind all this. So the defendants, they use the chance to mouth off about their opinions. Fine. Okay. All sorts of people have all sorts of views on any sort of issue, and it doesn't entitle to take away the rights of other people. There was just this moral grandstanding. They thought they were so superior by ruining everybody else's day. So they were climbing up those gantries, you know, high up above the motorway where they can have the sign of the speed limit or put fog or something like that. So people say, climate change is dangerous. Yes, it is. We know that, but that doesn't entitle you to delay a single person for a single moment. So they had committed these sorts of crimes, and they're rightly punished. There are all sorts of protests you can do in coordination with the police, walking down roads, and they'll put some reasonable limitations on this. You can only do it on a Sunday, so not to inconvenience too many people, or you can only do it between certain hours, and blah, blah, blah. Have to have marshals to see that you don't ruin the day for everybody else. Everybody else has the right to use the road, not just you. And there you were taking away people's rights. So, and there were other people who were arrested for contempt of court. So, that's it. And Mr. Hallam, you know, he was arrested thrice for disobeying the judge's orders. He should have been more severely punished for, contempt of court. So unfortunately, the charges against Hallam were dropped for this orchestrated protest he'd had at the court. Hallam, he said something really outrageous. He accused the judge of being corrupt like that. So that was utterly groundless. He ought to be severely punished for dishonoring the judiciary, trying to bring it into disrepute. So someone, Morgan Trolland, he climbed up the Queen Elizabeth II Bridge, and he got 3 years for that crime because it was going to disrupt everybody else doing what they wanted to do. So it was grossly reckless, and it was irresponsible. It was endangering everybody else. So they took away everybody's human rights. So I'm delighted that these scumbags have had their comeuppance. And I propose a Disruption of Transport Act, which is to say that anybody who blocks or disrupts any road, railway, port, airport, any of that nature, blocks people getting around by car, by bus, by train, by plane, by helicopter, by boat, anything of that nature, who damages the road, the dock facilities, the airport facilities, anything like that, who blocks it with his or her person or any other object, or in any ways obstructs public transport, will face a jail sentence of up to 10 years, depending on the severity. Was it once? Was it a very minor thing, not really endangering people? If it was only one person, you might get off with a fine. But if you did it many times, if you're on a gross scale, if you risk people's lives and stuff like that, if you did it to many people, then yeah, you could get the max up to 10 years. So I'm delighted that they are being detained as Majesty's pleasure. I would also fine them, deprive them of all their assets, and then they might think twice about what they're doing. They have the right to protest. That was respected. They could demonstrate lawfully, and they often did, but they crossed a line. So their fundamental right of everybody to go around doing what they want to was taken away by these scumbags. So I'm glad that these absolute shits, that they have suffered what they deserve. And that is democracy. It's a free state. They were trying to intimidate everybody else. So putting everybody in a real danger. They could have killed people, what they were doing. People not getting into vital operations. They could have caused car crashes and stuff like that. And these cars then idling on the road for ages, that's using causing more carbon emissions, more air conditioning or heating has to be used while they're stuck there. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.